Hey guys, it's Lauren Yates. Whoop, whoop.
Great. Yeah. I like the fact you've got a pink computer too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I used to have pink headphones
so
too,
girly.
But they broke. Welcome to Rave It Up. I have an outstanding show planned tonight.
Hey guys, it's Todd McKenny with Lauren Yates on Rave It Up.
The very first thing I did today was...
a poo.
Oh, well... oh, he's so honest. I love it. Yeah, it was really disgusting noise, actually.
Are you an emotional person, Lauren?
Me?
Yeah.
Emotional person?
Mm.
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd definitely say so. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the New Year's special of Rave It Up. We have a phenomenal show planned tonight. I'm dedicating the next hour to making sure everybody is ready for 2015. And this is very exciting.
Hey, guys. It's Cassidy Rae Wilson here. Let's rave it up.
My dear friend, singer-songwriter and Hillshire Council Youth Ambassador, Cassidy Rae Wilson, will be joining me on air next. My parents' nickname for me.
Toddy. That's from Mum. And my dad called me Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah, it was just Charlie. I don't know why.
Really random?
Hey, Charlie. I'm just Charlie. G'day, Charlie.
I guess you kind of look like a Charlie.
Well, I just think it's that Aussie kind of dad kind of thing. Yeah, g'day, Charlie. You want to go to the tip with me today? Yeah. I'd love to go to the tip with your dad. Yeah.
As every kid would.
Yeah, great fun.
Yeah, great fun. I'll be playing some new music for you all. Plus, I have an exclusive interview with my guest tonight. Now, Lola, when it comes to getting the world excited about good health, seems like there is nothing you won't do. You've dived into dumpsters in New York and you've even eaten from one.
Veganisms believe in not actually buying food.
Yeah, it's very interesting when you read about it. You're like, what? Dumpsters?
I know. They made me actually eat out of it too. Like the producer, I was like, oh, I'm not going to really eat out of it, are they? And the producer's like, absolutely, Laura.
You go do that.
I did it. I definitely did it. That's a fact.
Wow. I bet it's really hard to wrap your head around. It's like I'm eating out of a dumpster right now.
Just make sure you get some kind of rest, you know.
Yeah.
One day
to yourself would be great.
Yeah, even if it's like 4 hours, that's pretty good.
4 hours?
Yeah,
okay.
That's really good.
I shouldn't complain about my sleeping patterns then. The ringtone on my phone is.
It used to be Riding Dirty by Chamillionaire.
Oh, I like that.
It's just standard issue ringtones these days.
Yep. These people, we're a bit boring.
Well, it kept ruining my favourite songs for me because I'd hear it all the time. So, now it's just standard ring.
You probably dance to it and you won't answer the phone.
Yeah, exactly. That was my biggest problem.
Sorry, I didn't answer.
Have you been watching me?
No.
Here, the monkey boy!
There's another side of me. You know where I'm crazy. I can be jumping up on chairs.
No, like he's doing right now. If only we were a TV show.
Yeah, but there's another side of me.
That was such a Tom Cruise moment just then.
Was it?
Oprah when he just gets up on the couch. Anyway. Back in 2011, your song Naughty featured an ad for Gossip Girl. How did that feel?
I'm
a fan of Gossip Girl, so that's just amazing.
Well, yes, that was amazing. But number two on top of that, I just came out of high school. So you can imagine that show for me
was
my life.
Exactly.
That's what it was for any high school girl. It was like Gossip Girl. Like, come on. Girl.
You should know.
And so when my song came on it, you can imagine I was like, oh my God.
Great interview. Really
very
fun.
Welcome.
I liked it. Bouncy and happy and good.
Sad that we have to get back into our normal lives now.